A sermon for Good Friday from the Gospel according to John, chapter 18, 1 through chapter 19, 42. The Lord be with you. We are gathered together here on a death watch. I'm sorry to bring that so bluntly to you, but that is what Good Friday is, that liminal space before Easter. It's the space we often forget or we choose to jump over because it seems anything but good. And like any other death watch, we do want to get the details right, right? We want to make sure that the retelling is correct because this is the time of last things. And last things are, well, the last. This is what we will have forever. So we have to get the details right. Modern day death watches are tales of quilts over hospital beds, paperwork and decisions no one wants to make, bad coffee, quiet, sterile smelling waiting rooms, hushed voices, the wiping of tears, the hugs of comfort, and a need to do something, anything, even if it means just pacing around the room. And then eventually it means saying our goodbyes. The gospel reading today places us at the foot of the cross again, at the death watch of Jesus. Remember, we read the same passion story from beginning to end last Sunday, only that one was out of Luke. Today we have the passion of Jesus as told to us by John, and it is different. The plot is the same, the end is the same, but the story, the process of the story is different. This is once again the death watch we all know too well, and it is the good of this Good Friday, but it doesn't feel good just yet, does it? In this witness story, we suffer with Jesus. We are present with him throughout all the trials of his passion. Only we know the ending, like him, but also different from him. We watch him draw his last breath with his mother and his aunt and Mary and his beloved disciple at the foot of the cross. We watch as Joseph and Nicodemus care for Jesus' body, just as those who come for our loved ones care for them until we can take responsibility for their next steps. You see, we do know how to do this. We understand it in our bodies. Jesus understood. Jesus understands right now. It's why he's up on the cross in the first place, right? To enter into the darkest parts that humans can muster and be present there. All of this is familiar to us, right? It's not easy to hear again, and it's a shared experience for anyone who has been present at the death of someone they love. The story of this death watch must be captured correctly. The gospel writer here in John gets that. There is a lot written down here for us, and we are privileged to have this experience again tonight. So what if we enter this Good Friday in that space, at the foot of the cross, where we take a stand to be present for Jesus? Not betraying, not denying, not judging, not condemning or rejecting, not mocking or cursing, not flogging and not killing, but standing at the foot of the cross with the others who loved him, putting our arms around each other so that later, when asked to retell our death watch story, we can say, "I was standing at the foot of the cross." It really can be that simple. The details are right there in the words we read. We might speak in whispers, we might pace around a bit, but eventually, we wipe our tears and we tell our stories. Right now isn't the time for the Easter story. We're waiting for that. We can't want that too soon. We have to be here first. This is the paperwork that needs to be done and the bad coffee that just needs to be swallowed. So when you come up later to reverence the cross, know that simply standing there at its foot is enough. You are enough to be present there. It is the last thing that you can do for Jesus. And it is the exact detail that we can get right. Thanks be to God. Amen.